Please, I beg of you. I beg of you. Relax. We're back. We're here. The boys are here. And we're doing another episode of Loud About Nothing. Okay. Chill the fuck out. It's me. It's your boy, the fucking Thotty Bubotty, bro. That fucking straight smoke show. The hottest dude in the podcast game. Fucking Seabass Provolone himself, Sebastian Canelli. Okay? Yes. Yes! All right. Everyone chill the fuck out. Oof. The kid's looking good today. The kid is looking cute as fuck today. Yeah. Look, he's drinking fucking four. He's got 14 drinks. All of them have protein powder in them. It's phenomenal. He's looking cute. He's got sleep in his eye, and I got fucking sleep in my heart for this dude because, you know, he lives there, okay? Let's give it up for the cute boy himself. He's got the fattest ass in the game. Give it up for Robbie boy. Robbie, say what's up.
What's up, Sebastian?
Nice, bro. How you feeling?
I feel good. How are you? I'm excited.
You're excited. Why are you excited?
We have a nice guest.
We got fire.
Yeah.
We got fire. That's why you're excited, right?
Yeah.
I love this. Yes, of course. We got a guest and we got straight heat, bro. We got fucking fire, okay? This is what it's about, bro.
Yeah.
And Robbie, you two are like good friends.
Yeah, yes. We used to do shows together. You would do them with us.
You did shows together, and then I would tag along, right?
Yeah.
That's the way that you frame it. Thank you, Robbie. Right? That's beautiful. He is funny as fuck. If you've seen him perform, you know him. He's from fucking UCB. He has a new show coming out that's going to be streaming on YouTube, Tall Boys. It's going to be a live show from Our Wicked Lady, a bar in Brooklyn. You got to check it out. I think it comes out next week. He'll give you all the details. You see him do characters. You've seen him do improvisation. Give it up for fucking my boy, Robbie's boy, fucking Devin Ritchie. Devin, say what's up.
What's up, Sebastian? Hi. Thank you for having me. What a great introduction. Robbie's looking very cute today.
He is.
He's looking really cute today.
You should see it. Well, you should see it. He fucking he comes down. He looks ugly as fuck. I go, we're doing the podcast. He spins in a circle, and all of a sudden he's got a cute shirt on and he's looking hot as shit.
Yeah, I'm out in the woods. I have like Snow White has all the little animals that help me do chores and get ready around the house.
I need to come visit that place immediately.
It's nice. Devin, let's start right off the bat. We're about to do the pod, yada yada. Fucking the dude, you know what the dude does? I see him. He just fucking lifts up the bowl. It's fucking ripping that shit, bro. He goes, yeah, I'm excited. Yo, bro, I'm fucking excited as shit to do this shit. And this is the energy that we bring to you people, okay? This is hot. Just so you know, it's fucking 7:45 in the morning, okay? It's early as fuck.
Devin's ripping the bowl.
I listen to this podcast. I understand the energy. I get the Thotty Bubotties, and I'm just getting in the right headspace to
100%.
Do that.
100%. And honestly, rip your bowl. I mean, you know we're going to be doing a 420 episode down the line. Is it going to be a 420? Yes,
is
100%.
Is it too soon for me to call myself a friend of the pod? Or do you guys have friends of the pod?
We do. Shannon O'Neill, ultimate Thotty Bubotty. Yeah. She's friend of a pod. You want to join the Shannon
she
O'Neill?
She calls in too. I got to call in to your line, actually.
You got to call.
Yes, everybody call in.
Call in. Yeah, Robbie, do some business. Come on.
Yeah, 929-900-6393. So please call in.
This is cute. Devin, when did you start smoking weed?
I did a little in high school, but mostly just like college. And honestly, only like really 5 years ago, like in my late
20s.
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting. I never needed it before. Now we need it.
The last 5 years.
Something about the last 5 years has just like made me smoke a little more pot than usual.
Interesting. My pot intake is way down, but don't tell the listeners.
Really?
Don't fucking listen to this. Okay. Well, one, I'm living with my parents, so
that's gotta change it a bit.
That's gotta change it, and that's fine. I mean, it's fine, but also, I think it makes me feel deeper, whatever I'm feeling.
Yeah, for sure. It just heightens your senses a bit. Like, I enjoy my food a little more.
Uh-huh. And I think that I don't want to feel more of what I'm feeling right now.
Yeah.
There's
other drugs for you then.
Please, I've done them. They're not for me, Devin. They're too good.
Whenever people are like, I'm afraid I'll like it too much, I'm like, well, you will. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. They're chemically made so you'll like them.
100%. If you have a hard time being like, ooh, I can't, I could only do Chinese food once a week, it's, I like it too much, don't fucking try pills, okay? Do not try pills. That shit, there must be the most MSG I've ever heard in a fucking painkiller, because that shit's got you sleepy, okay? Devin, you're from California. Weed is legal.
I am
there.
From California.
I went to I went to California once, and I
Bohemian Grove.
I did go to Bohemian Grove. I did, and I fucking went to. I 100% did, because I'm a fucking freak and a half. I went to Gunnerville, too.
Yeah, you're just making up Californian towns. What is that? And I've lived everywhere in California.
No, it's like this. It's like it's a gay a river town.
You're talking about Guerneville.
Guerneville.
I went to a wedding in Guerneville last summer. It is a gay like river town.
Yes, it was phenomenal.
Yeah, I love Guerneville. I've been to Pride in Guerneville. It's so fun. And I went to a Boy Scout camp right outside of Guerneville. And so you had to like always drive through Guerneville with like a pack of 12 to 16 year old boys in a van being like, uh-oh, gay town.
Oh God. Yeah. Oh, and you're gay. Well, we could.
You're gay.
And Devin, bro, you're fucking gay, bro.
You're fucking gay.
Right? Devin, how do I broach that topic? How do I say that more delicately? Because you're open, but like, how do I introduce that on a podcast? This is the third time I've awkwardly tiptoed around.
I know. Just like that.
Just like that. I'm going
to be gay.
You're gay.
I'm going to be made fun of no matter what every time I say that, just because of my voice. I know.
Yeah. It's funny. I am openly gay.
This is beautiful. This is beautiful. Yeah. So that must have been fucking mixed. That's the first time you're saying it?
Oh, sure.
This is the podcast to do it on. This is the podcast to come out on. This is beautiful.
Finally. I'm a gay Eagle Scout, actually. So I was in Scout camp as well. And Robbie's an Eagle Scout, too.
Yes, I am an Eagle Scout.
Wow.
So you would go to camp in this Guerneville town. And everyone would make fun of
I went to camp... I mean, also, it's just that summer camp's in June and Pride is in June, too. And so you drive through Guerneville and just it would be really rainbow flagged up more than usual on the way to and from Boy Scout camp.
And I feel like Boy Scouts don't really know. They're not super good at jokes. So I'm sure there was a lot of gay punchlines.
Yeah, I'm not sure that they quite had the respectful language down yet. Yeah.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I did Cub Scouts and we did the race with the cars.
The Pioneer Derby.
Yeah. Do you hear both the losers fucking chiming in and correcting me, bro? Do you hear both those losers listeners? Right?
I used to make a Robbie do the scout law for me in improv rehearsal.
Wait, what is the scout law? Man. Robbie, you must do it.
Me and our other friend Billy were both. The three of us are all Eagle Scouts.
I mean, all right, so
the scout law is
put your two fingers up, you know, because I know that's the thing, bro.
It's three.
Hey, baby, if we're doing three, I might as well stick in four, bro. Okay, Robbie, go ahead, do your three fingers.
I'll do it. It's a trustworthy, loyal. A scout is trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, reverent.
Sounds like a dog.
I mean, that's a good dog.
Yeah, that's a good dog. That's what I look for. When I go,
I guess you like trustworthy and loyal. That's kind of. And then Sebastian stopped listening. He was like, no, sounds like a dog.
Obedience, bro.
Yeah,
obedience?
I guess cheerful. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It sounds like that's why I go to the pound. I go, what do you got? I go, I'm looking for the Boy Scouts of dogs.
What's your outlet for like creativity right now besides the pod?
besides the pod, what's my outlet for creativity? I don't know. I watch unboxing sneaker videos. I guess
that's a way for you to be creative.
what's my how else am I creative? I'm not. You know what, Devin?
Yeah,
I
don't you think are.
You know what? I'm not creative in a way like that. I see people like that, like I'm not arts and crafts. I'm not like, I don't find like a joy in like doing, putting together little things.
Mm-hmm.
That's not who I am. What's my joy? I guess I chit chat. I like talking.
Yeah. You're good at it.
Thank you. It's the one thing. So like, how am I creative? I don't know. I'll call someone on the phone and talk to them for an hour. Is that being creative? Talking to someone on the phone for an hour?
It is. Right. Yeah.
What else do I do that's creative? Nothing.
You just have Twitter.
I just, who cares, Rob?
And I've been enjoying your Twitter.
Thank you. Sebcom baby, follow me. Sebcom baby. Okay, ready? But what do I do? I haven't said this on the podcast yet. You know what I do, Devin, every day? I pace for
you
hours.
You say this on the podcast all the time.
No, I've never said this on the pod. I've never said this on the pod.
I know. You just walk back and forth in your house, I get. Sometimes I'll be like in my living room, like, am I standing watching TV today? Because like I'm just sitting the rest of the day.
Yep. I saw that most of my day, like Robbie will call me because the kid's obsessed with me. And so he'll just call me on the phone nonstop.
This kid's obsessed with me. We're like his uncles. Like,
I know.
My little nephew.
He's calling. Robbie, I have a question. This is the true question. Do you ever spend a moment alone?
Yeah, I mean, I've been alone for a month.
No, but you're always on the phone. Sometimes he's on Zoom with me and on the phone with somebody else at the same time.
Yeah, I have moments alone. I walk or I do things alone, or I put the phone down. Yesterday, I listened to the song by BTS, Dynamite, for an hour straight on loop, and I did the dishes, I did laundry.
You just told me about this new Bieber song you listened to.
I did that last week. I like to listen to one song for an hour straight because then I learn the words, and I kind of, it's just on in the background. I don't have to think about the song after like the third time, and then I can just like do things.
Robbie,
it's like almost meditative.
Have you like swiped through Tinder out there?
I swiped on Bumble for one day.
Oh yeah.
And I did. I swiped on Bumble for one day, and then I'm crazy. I like to talk too, as Sebastian just said. Yes. So this girl, we match, and then she's like, "Oh, do you want to FaceTime? Maybe like meet each other via FaceTime." And that's maybe we'll get a drink. So whatever, we go to FaceTime and we FaceTime for 5 hours.
And
I dramatically deleted Bumble while on the FaceTime. And then I wake up.
You heard about me. I'm a motherfucking SIMP.
Yeah. And then I wake up the next
morning. You don't even know this person and you talk to them for 5 hours?
No, yeah.
No, exactly. I wouldn't talk to Neil deGrasse Tyson for 5 hours. After two, I'll be like, all right, buddy. All right. My dead grandpa could call me on the phone. I'll be like, okay, this is good catching up, man. What are you talking about? What did you even talk about, Robbie?
I got progressively more
just,
drunk
like,
a little
out.
Bit. Oh. No, but we talked, she like knew somebody that I went to high school with. We knew, like, we just talked about, she used to live in the city. Mm-hmm. I was just talking. I don't know. And then I looked at it. We started at like 9:30, and then it was, like 2:30. We went to bed.
Jesus.
And I just kept making more drinks. I don't know. But then I delete Bumble. I'm like, I don't even like Bumble. I don't want to be on Bumble. I don't like
dating. Did you delete it because you were like, oh, this is going so well with this person?
No, but I realized the next morning that it could probably come off like that. And yes, I'm like, I will complain. I'll be like, yeah, I know. And I'm like, I think I'll be like, oh, people are more into me than I'm into them. And I'm like, this is why, because I talked to them for 5 hours and delete the dating app. And they're like, probably like, oh, I mean, I'm the crazy one, I think. In that
yeah, scenario. You are the crazy one.
Yeah, for sure.
Devin, what'd you do before comedy?
Let's see. So I went to some community college in Sacramento. It's American River College, and I did a little theater there. And I was just doing some acting, and then there was a improv club there, and I Felt pretty good about it. And then I moved to, I'd never been to New York City before. And then I just bought a one-way ticket to New York City.
Jesus.
A bag and a backpack. And I had a friend who was like, you can crash on my couch for a while. And I knew I wanted to take class at UCB when I got here. And so I signed up for a class later that day. Like I like landed at JFK at 8:30 and then like had to be in class with Ari Vukitas at 3.
What?
Yeah. And then I was too embarrassed to tell anybody I did that.
Of course. Of course.
Because people were like, I'm on my lunch break. Let me take off my tie. And I was like, my life starts today.
Yeah. That's a lot of pressure. To say, to start doing like an art form and say that you, that this is what you want to do is the scariest thing. And you literally flew across the country and was like, this is what I'm here to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
I couldn't, I took an express bus to the, to take my first class. And I was in such denial. It's what I want to do. I spent a half hour getting high alone outside the training center before I went inside. I didn't want to sit in a classroom and make small talk with the early kids. I want to talk to the late kids.
I had a fuck ton of influencers like where I had no idea. And then they show up and be like, yeah, I have a million followers. And now there's a ton of people at the show. And I'm like, who are you? Like, they're just a hot person on the internet with a ton of followers.
I never really had the internet that much till the quarantine, to be honest with you.
Yeah, they don't have internet out there?
No. Honestly, I would turn...
You aren't on social media that much.
No, I wasn't. I was not big onto that. And now there's no other fucking choice. So now I have to use it. So
yeah, yeah.
It's stinky. But what are you going to do?
It's a little stinky.
It's stinky.
I've always had a social media. Like I've had Twitter since like 2007 or something.
Interesting. I refused to get MySpace when I was in high school. I was like, fuck MySpace. MySpace is for losers. I never had a MySpace. I literally, this has always been my mentality.
Yeah,
media is for losers.
Yes.
Social media, crafts, Pinewood Derby cars.
Toxic masculinity is real here, bro. I truly wasn't allowed to like anything. You know what I mean? It was so hard.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what's even inherent? Like, there's nothing like toxic masculinity about not wanting social media, is there?
Taking pictures. I remember my one boy Angelo, he had MySpace and he's like, yo, can you take a couple shirtless pictures of me to put on my MySpace? And I was like, no. And then we all watched his mom take shirtless pictures of him
for MySpace.
And so this is why, this is for losers. Why the fuck would we do this? You know what I mean? So like there was like this element of like of shitty Staten Islandness that I was like, I can't.
I feel like MySpace would be your like preferred social media platform. Like you have all this, like you could have like a sneaker back. Like you could like format your page really real specifically. You had like a song. Like you could make it like fresh. I know. And like you like being fresh.
I went back to my MySpace page and my song that was still up was 99 Problems.
Not 99 Problems, but a bitch ain't one.
Apparently that was like what 19-year-old Devin needed to say about that.
Also the funniest song for a gay man to have on his fucking MySpace page. A bitch ain't one and it never will be, okay?
If you're having, I feel bad for you, son.
It's truly through that voice. It's
got 99 problems, but bitch ain't one. not a single one.
That's the perfect. Hey, maybe that's what Jay-Z meant when he fucking sang that. Maybe it was ghostwritten by fucking somebody. Elton John ghostwritten the song, and then Jay-Z goes, hey, maybe I'll fucking take that one, you know?
Elton John ghostwritten.
That
sounds about right.
He did Candle in the Winds.
And 99 Problems.
Rocket Man. Yeah. I hope you don't mind. This is a great transition to talk about what you want to get loud about.
Oh, yeah. It is a great transition.
We're talking music. Devin, what do you want to get loud about?
I want to get loud about international pop superstar Britney Jean Spears.
Woo! Yes! Yeah. So yes!
I have always loved Britney. I remember when I first saw Baby One More Time's video, and I was captivated, and I remember going asking my friends at school about it. And she's just always been there for me, and it's, she's always been like my number one. And and I'm not a Fairweather fan. I am not like somebody who's just like, oh, if she doesn't put it out an album, she's a flop. Like, no. If she wants to never make any music again and just go make sweet tea for her boys, have a good life, Brittany. Love you.
She's done enough.
She's done so much. She's done so much. And the thesis, and the only reason I wouldn't even want to talk about Brittany is because the thesis is just like we left it. Leave Brittany alone.
I love this.
Leave it alone, you know? And there's this whole Free Britney movement going on right now, which I do think is important and we should shed some light on. Because basically, you know, they're...
Can you explain this?
Yes. So basically, people are usually familiar with in 2007. People commonly say that Britney had a breakdown and she was like committed. And during that time, her father became her... God, what's the word?
Basically, this is when she shaved her head, correct?
Yes. A woman shaving her head?
I know.
Better take her to the mental hospital.
Sure, I know. I think Brooklyn is all a mental hospital now.
So basically, her dad, and it gets complicated because Brittany's dad's name is Jamie, and her mom's name is Lynn, and her sister's name is Jamie Lynn.
Wow.
So yeah, they're from
my dad's name is and my mom's name is Bastion, so it makes sense to me.
Beautiful.
It makes sense to me.
So her dad became the like in charge of her estate and all of her financial decisions, which they do if people are under mental duress at all, and that's fine for the time being, but it is still in place 13 years later, and she cannot make her own financial decisions. She cannot make her own custody decisions. Since then, she's had like albums, been judges on primetime TVs, and put out, you know, sold out tours and stuff. Sure, and people are like, how can you not trust her to take this off of her now, this conservatorship? And she has petitioned the court several times to get it taken off, and the court has not taken it off yet.
Wow.
So, I also feel like we didn't really have that good of an understanding for mental health in 2007 as we do now. And she's like, not like what she did then would just be considered like a bad day, I feel like, or like a bad week now.
She just like tried to defend herself against paparazzis and stuff who were, you remember those years, they were all up in her business all of the time. And yes. I mean, all the way up in her business, where people show me pictures of her vagina and stuff.
You don't got to tell the boys that. You don't got to tell the boys. That's the one thing. All I know about Britney is that Hit Me Baby One More Time, that she shaved her head, and what her vagina looks like. Those are the
My God. Let's be respectful.
No, I know. Actually, can I be honest? I've only seen the blurred.
Good. Yeah.
Good. Because I watched it. My family showed it to me. So we all looked at the blurred. That's the only respectful way to do it as a family. You know?
As a family.
As a family, we've seen all the blurred. We've seen Emma, the fucking Hermione's blurred.
I will not listen to this. Listen, I don't want to hear about nobody's blurred.
Hey, my mom showed me. What are you gonna shame my mom, Devin?
Yeah, why is your mom showing you this?
I don't know. She goes. She says this. Let's move on.
Anyways, but basically, the point I want to make is that this would have never happened to a male star. Like, you can't imagine them being like, Justin Bieber's crazy. We're putting his dad in charge of everything, and he can't make any more choices for himself. Like, no.
That is a great point. This would never happen. And male stars are just as like, mentally unstable.
Look at Kanye. How has he not been fucking committed? And what did Britney do that was even bad? She's never like even been arrested or anything.
Yeah, no, Bieber had a phase. I mean, most people, if you're going to be in the spot, it's also crazy to be in that level of spotlight from that young. She was Mickey young. Mouse Club.
Yeah. She's been at it for a long time. She did some Broadway before that.
She did Broadway?
Yeah. She was in a Broadway play called Ruthless. I believe her and Natalie Portman were understudies.
Wow. That's a good unknown cast the time. Wow, that's pretty impressive.
And now she's got two teenage sons, you know? Yeah. And she's also already, she's been in the industry for 25 years and she's not even 40.
Wow. Yeah. That's actually insane. Cause she was so young. I watched the music video recently and I had to turn it off. Hit Me Baby One More Time.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Because that was epic for me. MTV was epic for me when I was a kid. I would run home to watch TRL.
1,000,000% the same. Yeah.
Yeah. It was like, it was such
and
a big
you
thing.
Learned, and you learned the Slave for You choreography in front of your TV.
Yes, of course.
Of course.
Of course. You didn't lie on your belly down looking at the fucking Genie in a Bottle video getting all confused about what life is, right?
I think I got a little confused.
Yes.
I think I got a little confused.
I watched the Making of the Thong song about 15 times. I remember I recorded it on a fucking VHS so I could watch it over and over again.
Do you know how that gay.
What's up? Is it?
Disco's gay. Yeah.
Wow. That makes the music video make even more sense because the beginning of the music video is a daughter. He's like hooking up with a girl or something, but his daughter finds a
this
thong.
Silver hair.
Yes, the silver hair. His daughter finds a thong and holds up a thong and goes, "Daddy, what's this?" And then he sings the thong song. That's how the music video is introduced. It's supposed to be him explaining to his daughter what thongs are.
Well, I think he does a thorough job of explaining it.
Yes, he does. You know what? I never got the thong talk when I was a kid. I wish my dad gave me the thong talk like Cisco gave the thong talk.
Also, we were just came up at a time, and I just saw something I was watching from that period of time where like you could see girls like panties over their pants a little.
Yes.
And like you see the little like back part where it's you don't see that a lot these days.
This is it. No, bring it back.
In style.
Bring it back. Bring it back. We don't see enough underwear. You know, underwear is not creeping out the pants enough.
No.
But Brittany was young as fuck. That's why I was like, I can't watch this. They're like, they sexualized the shit out of her as a young girl.
That's very true. And because I was younger than her, it never struck me as weird.
Same.
But like a few years ago when Ariana Grande was coming out and she always does this like big high pony and just like sucking on a lollipop and like high socks and just like oop me and it's very sexual. I'm just like, okay, stop sexualizing fucking children here. But I'm like, actually, that woman's like 24 years old and it's fine. And Britney was literally 16. I'm a Catholic schoolgirl and just like writhing around and being like, singing a very sexual song. I was like, okay, I see why parents maybe had a issue with this.
100%. Devin, what does the Hit Me Baby One More Time even mean? Is there like a backstory to this or no?
I believe that much like in a lot of Britney Spears' deep American songbook, the meanings are vast. I think about it as if like hit me like a drug, kind of like hit me again, you know,
yes,
like at the dealer's table, just like, and so that can mean like just directly sexual, like, hey, come back here, hit me, baby, you know,
yeah.
Or just like, you know, I want that love on me again.
Oh, yes. Like hit me with that love. Like come at me. I want more of what you just gave me.
I'm not that innocent.
Yes.
I mean, yeah. I guess attention. You think it might be attention? Like I can handle it.
Yeah, it can.
Like, hit me, baby, one more time.
Handle it.
You know what's funny? And everyone shit on her for being it's not funny. It's epic of fucking Britney. It's epic of her. Everyone shit on her. They're like, this is too sexualized. This is too sexualized. And you know what she said? She goes, you think that's sexual? I'm fucking Britney, bitch. And then she came out with fucking sexuality, you know?
Oh, yeah. Then she came into her own and like in the zone in Slave for You. I was just like, people are just licking her and they're sweating and writhing on each other.
Yes.
She looks the best she ever looked. It's wild.
It's truly, she was epic like that. She told people, she said, this is what you think of me? Fuck you, I'm gonna go even harder.
Yeah, let me just go like nude illusion at the VMAs and strip everything off.
Oh, is that the one with the snake?
No, that's Slave for You. When she did, okay. Oops, I Did It Again at the VMAs. She has many iconic VMA performances.
She does.
She does, yeah. And she kissed Madonna that one time.
Epic.
Yeah. And also, even when she was bad, like she did Gimme More, And everybody was like, that was horrible. That was bad. Her lip sync looked bad and her wig, and maybe she's fat. All of those things were not true. Then she was like, she was like the huge story the next day. Like, is Brittany washed up? Is this horrible? Like, and earlier that evening on the VMAs, Beyonce like lowered herself upside down from a chain singing live. And the story's still Britney being bad, you know? Like,
sure, she was
just
sure.
For a while, like, just the topic, the main, the headline, you know?
What do you think? Look, what do you think about this Madonna kiss? What I remember from it was they led with tongue, which doesn't feel like a real, you don't kiss leading with tongue.
I might sometimes.
Really? Now, kissing is a big topic.
You think it seems planned? Seems more planned because they led with tongue. So they were like, we got to extend as much. And once we hit the tongue, then we'll like.
Yes, it was show. It wasn't for, it's obviously show, but it was like trying to be as like, this is like a real kiss as much as too, way too hard.
Well, the main problem is they cut away to Justin Timberlake's face like half the time. Because they had just like broken up and they were just like, what is going on? Look at this Justin Timberlake. Like, cut to him. He's like raising his eyebrows.
Sure.
I'm like, show me the ladies kissing.
Yeah.
Because Christina Aguilera gets kissed too, and nobody gives two shits about that.
No, no one cared at all. No, she must have felt stupid. She must have
She feels fucking stupid.
Yeah. That's interesting. Yeah, because I don't think you lead with tongue when you kiss, Devin.
No, I don't.
Okay. So thank God I circled back on that, because listen to that.
I would love for you to think that about me, casually leaning over to a lover and just
Yes. Yeah, so just you don't lead. Actually, sometimes that's I lead with tongue and I lift the one lip up and then the other lip down and then I kiss. You know,
okay.
I open it like a gate.
No. Oh, you use the tongue to open the mouth.
I use the tongue to open the mouth.
Ew. I'm not doing a lot of kissing right now, so maybe I'm out of practice.
No, I think it comes back quick, you know?
Oh,
I think
if
you were it's good, like riding a bike.
I didn't want to say that. Did you see? I truly like just did not want to compare kissing to riding a bike, because it's not. Riding a bike is not like kissing.
So what other Britney songs do you know off the top of your head?
Oh fuck, you listen to a lot of good ones. Let's see. Hit Me, Slave,
there's a biggie you're kind of forgetting.
What is that? What song is that?
I don't know. I don't know.
I know what I want to. Which one's that?
I don't know.
I love her Pepsi song, the Pepsi Cola song.
Honestly, somebody asked me what my favorite music video Britney's was, and I was like, the Pepsi commercial. It's really good.
It is good. It is good.
A few.
I mean, when I sing
you
karaoke,
know, like, Give Me More.
Yeah, we said
you
that.
You know, Toxic.
I'm toxic. I'm different. The taste of her lips, I'm all around.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. I do know that song. I know that.
What's the other one off Give Me, the same album as Give Me More?
Radar?
No. it's Britney, bitch. I'm Miss American Dream since I've been 17.
That's Piece of Me.
Yeah, I like that song.
That's Blackout.
That might be my favorite. That might be my favorite Britney song. I know Lucky is.
But that is known as her best album. It's the only one like.
Which one?
Has a Grammy. Toxic has a Grammy, but Blackout is known as her best album, like critically.
Oh,
and
wow.
it's really like right when she had a breakdown too.
Of course.
And there's also a secret hidden album that she made that never came out, and everybody in her was like, no, we can't ever put this out.
Did Scarelli buy that shit too, just like how he bought the Wu-Tang album?
Has it come out? Yeah, no. But also, that's why I want Britney to end this conservatorship. Open up the vault.
You wanted like her to release. We need to get inside all the shit that she's created.
Yeah.
She's created such. Also, her fan base loves her so much. I think that she could put. No offense, but we're the people that love her. I think she could put out stuff that's kind of middle of the road, and you would still be like excited just to hear her be doing it.
That's been the case for a while. Like, I don't think she's had like a major like hit since Work Bitch. And everything since then's been fine.
Yeah.
And I like some of it.
Sure.
And it's fine, you know.
Of
she
course.
Just put out a song with the Backstreet Boys.
Wow, that's not a collab you want to be doing. You know what I mean?
In the year of our Lord 2021.
No.
Britney Spears and the Backstreet Boys. Yeah. Wow. Well,
she should have went with 98 degrees. I'll tell you this. She should have gone with 98 degrees.
I read Jessica Simpson's book this year. I listened to it on audiobook where she reads it as well.
We call that reading. Yeah. Everyone that listens to this podcast, you are reading right
now. You're reading right now.
If everyone said, what'd you do this afternoon? I read a book, right? We're a book. We're bettering yourself. We are better.
Every episode is a book. So when they ask how many books you've read this year, I don't know, about 15 already.
And if anything, I'm a novelist.
Yes.
As I speak, I'm writing a book.
Yeah.
My roommate is a librarian, so they don't like when I say that I read a lot when it's listened to.
Fuck that. My sister studies English literature. She got his PhD in English literature. Believe it or not, this voice exists on someone that does English literature, right? Right? But
I believe
it. She's not judgmental about that stuff. She's beautiful. So I don't know why I brought her up.
Beautiful.
I meant beautiful. She's like a beautiful soul. She would never judge me for not reading at all. One thing I love about Britney is I don't usually say bitch, but
I think that's a good choice.
I think it's a good choice too. I think it's a very good choice, but I'll say this. When I say Britney, I feel like I could throw it down. I feel like I could say it's Britney, bitch, because it doesn't mean the same thing.
Oh, that doesn't mean the same thing at all. Because it's Britney, bitch. And that was pretty brilliant of her to be like, it's Britney, bitch.
Yes.
Also one of her best songs. She made a new sound clip for herself, like a new tagline. It's beautiful. Nobody even else has a tagline. Like,
no.
What's Christina Aguilera's thing? I don't know.
Nothing. Her thing is being older. No, what's her thing?
Being a good singer. And also, yes. I love Christina Aguilera, and I think any Britney fan should have a deep reverence for Christina Aguilera.
Of course. But did you feel like you had to pick a team?
No, I did not.
Wow. You heard it here. We can love them all. Why do you have so many calendars? Can I ask you about these calendars? I see this calendar bit all the time. What is the fuck is the deal with these calendars?
So in my kitchen, I have, I don't know. I just put up the new ones because I'm still getting them in the mail for next year. But I think we have like 15 calendars. It just started a couple years ago with my roommates where like we put up a calendar and then somebody else is like, oh, I have a calendar too. And so we put up that in the kitchen and it's just a huge blank wall in our kitchen.
Uh-huh.
And then every year we just kept adding to it. And now people get calendars and they don't want them. And so they're like, do you want this weird calendar from this place? And we're like, sure. And then we got two full rows of calendars. And so we started taking pictures of them. And then we started an Instagram for it called Calendar Flips. And on the first of the month, we always flip it. And we're just like, here's next month. Let's see what a lighthouse calendar has for us. And we'll just be like, that's a nice lighthouse. And it's honestly just pure wholesome content. And then we get some funny calendars, some very sincere calendars. We have one from a Little Long Ears Miniature Donkey Rescue. And that like
what features... was that name? Little Long Ears Miniature Donkey
Rescue.
Yeah. Oh, Rescue, Rescue. Yeah,
it's in Maryland. It's a donkey rescue because a lot of donkeys are abused on their farms. And this is like a nice habitat for them to live in. And it will tell you a little story about them. Tom Johnson got me that calendar. It's beautiful.
Devin,
and it supports a good cause.
I didn't know donkeys were getting abused.
Donkeys.
This is going to wreck some extra emotionally.
I thought donkeys were safe. I thought the donkeys were safe.
These donkeys are now safe. These donkeys are all now safe.
But they weren't. Donkeys in general aren't safe. And
they are not safe. People beat the shit out of their donkeys. And I was a weird choice for to be your mascot.
Oh God. And we all know donkeys aren't really donkeys. They're just little bad boys. You know what I mean?
They're little bad boys. They
get sent away because of fucking Pinocchio. They get turned into the fucking donkeys. This is so
sad. That is so scary when they're smoking cigars and playing billiards.
It's so scary.
And they turn into donkeys and it looks like it hurts.
It does. I'll tell you this. That was pretty good.
That was pretty good. I surprised myself.
I'm gonna take a swing at one. Ready?
Go. Robbie, go.
Robbie?
Oh no!
Oh come on, Robbie! You could do a little better than that. Go ahead,
Robbie. Bad?
Robbie,
take a swing.
Robbie,
come on,
do it.
Jesus, Robbie. We're over here pro donkey noisemakers.
Yeah, well, I mean,
hopefully, I never have to become a donkey.
Yeah, so it's like we get a mix of calendars of like sincere calendars, funny calendars, or just like interesting calendars from interesting places that people send us. Yeah, last year we had like a bootleg sexy Star Wars calendar.
Ooh.
Like sexy men of Star Wars. It's obviously not licensed.
Sure.
We had a New York City cabbies calendar.
What is that?
I also a bunch of New York City like yellow cab drivers put together their own calendar, like their union.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Also, we do vintage calendars because if you look back at the dates of like what years match up exactly to this year, like last year we had a 1964 railroad calendar. Because all of the dates match up exactly, even the leap years. My friend is like kind of a nerd for that. And the year before we had a 2002 Britney Spears calendar. And I kept it.
Britney's
and it's
back.
Just like, it's this long, big, beautiful calendar. And this year, our next, because if you match up all the dates from this year, they match up with 1999.
Okay.
And including the leap years and stuff. And so we have a Beanie Babies calendar.
Yes!
My friend got like it's like a vintage, never before opened Beanie Babies calendar.
Wow,
Is
that shit mad expensive to get these vintage calendars, or you don't know?
I just don't generally buy them. Like people gift them to us every year because like I don't have to buy a single calendar because now everybody knows we like calendars, and I also have fully anonymous people just be like. Strangers who are not following any of my friends who do this were just like, can I send you guys a calendar? And I'm like, sure. I maybe shouldn't give everybody my address. Send me a calendar. Also, sometimes we've had a couple friends make us calendars. It's like bespoke calendars. I'm also thinking about getting into business doing. Just like
that's
cool. Calendars are great and people use them, and they're kind of like a kitschy thing that still gets printed pretty wide and is in most offices and stuff. And I will say, I'm just going off about calendars. And if you ever see me and you want to talk about calendars, I'm your guy. and I now have a stack of old calendars that I'm like, well, I have to keep those.
Of course, you are Father Time, bro. You don't gotta tell me. It's fine. No, you're Uncle Time. We got Uncle Time on the podcast today, bro. This is phenomenal.
Every month walking into my kitchen, it's a completely different view because like we flip them every month, you know? And so it's just constantly like changing big art piece in our kitchen.
That is nice.
Actually really nice. I used to have one calendar. It was always like a nice thing. Back in like when I was a kid, calendars were like a thing to get for Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a beautiful
That's
Christmas
honestly why gift. It started because I have this like great aunt who her thing is she sends a calendar every year. I put that one in my room because it's the Make-A-Wish calendar. And it's not that visually stunning.
It kills the vibe a little bit.
Well, we thought it would kill the vibe, but it's in my room, it's in my office here, and like
I
love it because now I understand it, because and Make-A-Wish wants people to know that it is not a death sentence thing. Like they like so many people, they're just helping kids out who are like in a rough situation, and so many of them survive and live on to tell about it. And so some of the it's kids getting their wish who are like under different circumstances, wouldn't they? Like, they're like, this little girl has leukemia and she wanted to tour NASA and go on a spaceship. So they did that for her.
That's so nice.
And sometimes it's an adult being like, I'm a pediatrician because I had cancer when I was a kid and I was a Make-A-Wish kid. And my Make-A-Wish was, I want to be a doctor. And here I am today. And I'm like,
oh, stop, Devin. I'm fucking catching man feelings inside.
Also, like,
my cousin was a Make-A-Wish kid, and we went to Disney together, and he's fine now.
Oh, really?
It was fun. Yeah, he had a ton of fun, and it was
good. What did they do? Did they give you anything special at Disney?
Yeah, there's like a whole campus there, and you could stay there, and then you get to cut all the lines and stuff like that, and you get to see, yeah, you could see the characters. It's crazy how there's lines for characters that'll be 3 hours long.
I had a 101 student who was a Make-A-Wish kid as well. Wow. And he... Yeah, and he went on, and I was like, yeah, I think they were like, can I get a suggestion for a monologue? And he was like, wish. And he's like, well, I guess I'll tell this story. And I was like, oh my God, because he went on a Disney cruise and he picked the most expensive thing, and then he felt bad because he didn't die. And I'm like, bro, this is the funniest thing I've ever heard.
That's some guilt, bro. That's
I'm
funny.
I'm trying to teach improv class, and I'm like, we have to stop. I have to understand this. What would your wish be, Sebastian? Or what would it have been, you think?
What, when I was a child?
Would you gonna meet like Michael Jordan?
Could have one wish.
If I could have one wish. You know what? When I was a kid, I really was into space. So it might have been something around astronaut stuff. You know?
There's a lot of them that are around astronauts.
Yeah, there is something about like wanting to explore. That's the only place we could explore anymore is space and deep sea. I get what James Cameron wants to do that. I guess our minds, we could explore our minds.
Yeah, we can explore our minds. There's a lot going on underwater, I feel like.
I'm scared. I'm scared. I get stressed. I get fucking agita thinking about what's underneath me.
Do you think, how do you think it would ever affect you? You think there's like giant monsters down there that may come to land one day?
Something about the vastness of the ocean just like draws you into it like a void.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that's exactly it. It's not that I'm ever going to interact with them. It's just knowing, like, yeah, I'm on wood right now.
I'm on wood right now.
Hey, some people believe the earth is flat. I believe the earth is wood.
It's
okay.
Wood. Knock on wood here.
We're on one big deck, and that's the fucking swimming pool. Okay. I look at the world as one big backyard. Okay.
Yeah. Not the ocean is an above ground pool.
Yes. Yes. That's exactly it. We're just on a raised platform. Right? It's beautiful. Yes. My world isn't even an in-ground pool. It's a fucking above ground pool.
What's the ground? More wood?
Yeah. We don't know. We don't know. But I think...
Okay, you know how sailors like respect the ocean too much to swim in it?
Jesus.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, I feel that way where I just very much respect the water. And I swim in it, though. I just... I respect it and fear it.
Wow. That's interesting. Yeah. Sailors respect the...
Like the Navy like doesn't want to swim in the ocean.
I've actually heard this too. I heard that fucking pilots respect flying so much they never jump. I've heard this too, bro. This is a thing. This is a thing. Pilots, you never see a pilot playing basketball. And if you do, they always just bend their knees and push up. They never leave the ground, bro. They're funny as fuck, these pilot dudes. I'll tell you that. So... What would your Make-A-Wish be? I can't believe we're doing Make-A-Wish.
It sounds like it is not.
My thing is also like, I don't necessarily like want to meet Brittany.
Okay, I get that. Don't meet your, what is it the same?
You know.
Never meet your heroes.
Don't meet your heroes.
And I'm sure I could have a lovely time with Brittany, but like, she definitely has her guard up for fans. And no matter what I said, it would sound crazy, you know?
Yes.
Just going to be like, thank you, ma'am. Do you remember those eBay commercials that were like musicals?
No.
But
please go on. I'm sure people remember them. They were eBay musical commercials. This is epic.
I want to be in one.
Like when you were a kid.
Yeah. I remember thinking that, being like, I wish I could be in that somehow.
Wow. Okay, I'm gonna confess something. I once got asked to audition for the Cause for Kids commercial before it came out.
Like
when you were a kid?
No, because I played. Do you hear? It's not a lie. It's not a lie. I'm not coughing because I'm lying. Okay. No, it's true. There was
who coughs when they lie.
I don't know. I just got my COVID negative test, so fuck all y'all. They asked me to. I got a because I play piano, and they were looking for kids to fake play piano. Right. They call my mom up. They're like, they're looking for kids. We know you some plays piano. And they go, will they audition for this commercial? it ends up being fucking Cars for Kids.
1-877 Cars.
Did you not? You obviously didn't get it.
I didn't audition. My mom was like, no, because my mom was like, I don't believe in that life for you.
You showed her.
I showed her. Now she's begging me. She goes, do you have any commercial auditions? My mom's obsessed with commercial auditions. I'll be like, Mom, I'm auditioning for this TV show. She goes, that's nice. She goes, but those commercials pay you better. That's what she'll say. That's all she cares about is
what
commercial
kind
auditions.
Of commercial, what kind of commercial would they get you in for?
Now?
Yeah.
Nothing. Like, this is what sucks. They want me. They want me to be the fucking. You ever see the Subway, like a Subway commercial, and be like, "Ooh, Subway! I feel so good. I'm about to eat something that's healthy." And they'd be like, "You don't want to be weighed down." And they cut to the guy in the corner that literally takes a bite of the burger, and all of the burger just falls on his shirt. That's who they want me to be. They want me to be the dude whose burger falls on his shirt, and they don't get it. I may be overweight, but I'm not a fucking loser. And they just equate, commercials equate fat with loser. And you know what? Yo, I got a fucking swagoo, okay, bro? So yeah, you can all fuck off. You can all fuck off. So I don't fit any mold.
I feel the same way about me, where they bring me in for gay guy stuff, where they need just like some, like, you know, best friend, like, twink preppy guy, and yes. Or I get brought in for stoner stuff, and they're like, "Oh, gay too." I guess that doesn't make any sense. That's not a thing. No. I'm like, I think it's a thing, but I'm never gonna be in like, honey, where's the Colgate toothpaste? we need some new Duracell batteries.
Sure,
that ain't me.
And you know, because they can't fucking think beyond two dimensions, bro.
Yeah, the only things I've like nearly gotten are like yoga instructors, or like
I see that,
like guru type people who are like,
okay, leaders. wild country, his own kind of cult thing.
Yeah, I mean, Burning Man style person.
Yes, I mean, I've done a couple commercial things. Like one, it was a back pain medication, and some guy just comes up and I give him a hug and pick him up, and they go, "Ooh!" Like I've done that, but like, can I say? I have to thank all my years in comedy. I would have never been able to pretend to pick up a person if I didn't train for years and years.
Yes, exactly how to do that.
100%. 100%. I fucking hate. So I'm not I don't think commercials is my avenue.
It's not my avenue either.
What? You were
talking about wishes. You were going to ask me if I've met somebody.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Have you met any celebrities? Yes. Yes, because yes. I love
Devin
this.
Used to. Yeah, tell.
I used to work at a restaurant in the West Village, which was like very fancy, and we had a lot of like celebrity clientele, and I did like all of our private events and stuff. And so my most regular customer at all was Susan Sarandon. And she was just in there every day.
Every day, get a life.
She lives like across the street. And,
I know, but even my bodega, I go, hey, I'll walk to the further one so they don't think I eat fucking bacon, egg, and cheese every day. You know?
Hey, Sue loves her kale salad and oysters.
Every day she'd eat kale salad and oysters?
I mean, not every day, but a lot of days. A lot of days.
Wow, that is an epic meal. Epic meal.
I've served everybody from like Mick Jagger to Katy Perry and John Mayer to Gwyneth Paltrow and her mom, and Chris Martin from Coldplay. Oh, Cameron Diaz was a regular for a while.
Did she love you?
Yeah, me and Cam hit it off. She would come in and like ask for me and notice when my beard was shaved and ask me about like my boyfriend at the time and stuff.
Oh, really? Fun. That's actually so beautiful.
Yeah. What's that guy's name? That movie. You know that movie Chef?
Yeah. John Favreau.
Yeah, but the guy in it.
John Favreau.
No.
Hold on.
You know who I'm talking about. I don't know why his name's escaping me right now. But he like trained in our kitchen for that. And so he like he was just
Dustin
like a
Hoffman?
Line cook for a few weeks. No.
Oh. I'm walking here.
No, you guys know who I'm talking about.
John Leguizamo?
John Leguizamo.
Oh, love John Leguizamo.
Yeah,
I love John Leguizamo.
At my restaurant for a while.
Wow.
Oh, it's a practice.
Yeah, yeah. So he would, and I wouldn't, I wasn't allowed to tell anybody. And we had kind of an open kitchen, but you throw that man in some kitchen whites and nobody blinks an eye, really. And he, I would just like be like, I can't tell you, but John Leguizamo made your salad today. Yeah, it was fun because I got to see, meet a lot of people. And, you know, some of those restaurants are like the wild, wild west. Yes. And when it gets like upscale fine dining, especially when we have like a lot of like young celebrity clientele. I remember one time, I think you guys like this because you're, you know, from Staten Island as you are, but like our restaurant was like on the decline for a while, like where it was really hot for a couple years and just like Gaga would be there and everybody, but like it stopped, you know, and like
it's hard to maintain that.
Yes.
It really is hard to maintain. And
especially in New York
City. We were still busy as fuck, but now it's just like all these Bridge and Tunnel people being like, are there any celebrities here tonight?
Yeah,
like, no, because you're here.
Exactly. That's kind of the life cycle of like a club or a hot restaurant in New York is like the celebrities and people who literally can't get in. And then everybody else who thinks they are that gets in and does the Instagram shit.
And I had this table of these just like New Jersey people who were just like only men and really drunk and just being like, hey bro, come here. And like they don't want me as their server necessarily, like and they're just like, is there any celebrities here tonight? And I really didn't know about any, and I'm like, no, there's nothing here, guys, tonight. And even if there are, leave them alone, you know, leave Brittany alone. But and then guy was just like, yo, is that Jonah Hill? And I was just like, no, God, that's not Jonah Hill. And then it was Jonah Hill. And I'm like, okay, it actually is Jonah Hill. And then a minute later, he's like, is that Leonardo DiCaprio? And I was like, you guys are, actually, that is Leonardo DiCaprio. And then another guy was just like 5 minutes later, he's like, is that Tara Reid? And I was like, well, that is quite a leap. She's not even that famous anymore. You guys are just like, oh, it is Tara Reid. And he's like, is she sitting back there? Can you go tell me what she looks like? I heard she's got jacked up tits. She got jacked up tits. And I was like, I am not going to go look at Tara Reid's may or may not be jacked up tits.
Jacked up tits is the funniest phrase because it's like, I like lifting, but I like boobies. Wow.
I don't think it's like that. I think like somebody jacked him up.
It's a job. You mean they got messed up.
Yeah, yeah. That's what he meant by jacked up.
You know what?
Know our own slang.
I've never been more proud not to know a slang. That is a beautiful moment for me in the pod because everyone's like, oh, Sebastian might be a nice man. You know, right? That was a nice, beautiful moment for me. I never will use it. Hey, maybe I'll start throwing jacked up tits all around town. Thank you, Devin.
That must have been when they were shooting Wolf of Wall Street, I guess.
I guess so. It adds up. The other funnest like celebrity story I have is we did Trey Song's birthday.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I was like his like personal kind of handler all day, and it was sponsored by Hennessy. And there was just bottles of Hennessy decorated everywhere with like glow labels on them, like glow labels. Uh-huh. And when we're leaving, the rep from Hennessy was just like, hey, they're not allowed to take the bottles, by the way. Like, those are just decorations. Like, they were allowed to, like, drink it from the bar, but they can't just take any cases of Hennessy. And Trey Songz was just like, how do we get this out of here without that lady noticing? And I helped them steal, like, 3 cases of Hennessy.
Oh,
and
I got
some for me, too. And also, fuck them. I don't care, you know?
Yeah, sure. Definitely.
So me and Trey Songz definitely lifted some Hennessy from.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Big Hennessy is.
Wait, you go first, man.
Big Hennessy has been pushing us down and holding us down for way too long, Dennis.
Hey,
steal from somebody, it's Big Hennessy. Okay.
It's okay if you steal from big corporations like Hennessy.
Yes. Yes.
Walmart, Amazon, Hennessy, the big three.
Of course, moguls, bro. You don't gotta tell us.
Oh.
Yeah, all I do is Ciroc holds me down, bro. I'm gonna break through that glass ceiling of Ciroc one day, okay?
You shouldn't break through glass ceilings.
You are so right.
But I, as I've been listening to the pod, like I know you guys know I'm a thotty boobody.
Of course.
And I've been saying beautiful. I've been really thinking about myself as a mogul.
I like that.
I love this. I think that we should. I truly, honestly, it sounds like a joke. I think it's great to think that we're all hot. I think it's great to think that we're all moguls. Fuck that, bro.
Yeah. I think the word's been a little bastardized in recent memory, like the way Shark Tank did entrepreneur.
Yes.
Exactly.
Mogul is Donald Trump's like code name in the White House. Like,
oh, really?
100%.
Yeah, it's Mogul and his wife is Muse and what? Darren is something.
That's real.
Yeah. Yeah, well, they all have like nicknames. So like for secret security and stuff.
Why wouldn't you go with Eagle or something like fucking epic, like Tiger?
Some
you
do.
Know?
Like an some do. Yeah. But they all have to start with the same letter for the family. And the Bidens like all have them already. And his is like something Irish.
Boyle?
O'Brien?
Devin, on the talk of mogul, what would, if you were to, would you ever want to have a fine dining restaurant yourself? And what would you like? Did you learn anything that you could like add your own little flavor to? Because the state of restaurants in New York City is kind of scary right now.
Yeah. I'm just watching things that get closed down. You see that McDonald's on West 4th Street got shut down?
Yeah.
Oh, all of my favorites. No, I don't think so. I just did my friend's
We have a GoFundMe up for that McDonald's.
Are in favor of stealing from corporations, except specifically the McDonald's on McDonald's. West Street.
We have a GoFundMe. We want to support
when
McDonald's.
When it opens back up, we will be stealing from
it. Yeah. There's different levels at which you can donate. No, I think what I like about the dining industry, because I like food, I like beverage. I trained as a sommelier and I worked as a sommelier for years and I'm from wine country. I love talking about wine and food and I love service actually. I love like making somebody have a great time tonight and you get to be funny as a waiter and you get to like 100%. Host people, you know? And so I'm like, I like to use those expertise and be friendly and be hosty. And that's not necessarily something that only happens in the fine dining world.
What is the deal before? I have one more question about Brittany.
Yeah.
What is the deal with her Instagram now that she just walks forward and walks back?
She's dancing.
No, she's not. No, she's not. You could even look at me when you said that.
She's dancing.
She's not strutting. She's maybe strutting.
She's strutting.
She's showing off outfits, maybe.
She is showing off outfits. She is quarantined away from the kids now. Her kids are with Kevin in Australia right now. And so she kind of has a house to herself and is, you know, going a little nutso. But her Instagram has just been a pure, pure, wholesome content place where she'll just be like, I did a painting of flowers today. And it's a mediocre to bad painting of flowers. And you're like, that's great, Brittany. Thank you.
This is the attitude we all need, though. It's also what we talk about, Sebastian. You got to hype up the small things. She's doing just that.
She is. She's a fucking.
She will just post text over like a rose pattern that's just like, happiness is on the inside of you. And you're just like, yeah. Just like mom memes and nice stuff. And then she does pretty much the same video of her. I'm calling it dancing, but it's a lot of walking back and forth and arm movements and just like whipping her hair up and down. And that's how she likes to have fun. She's a good dancer. And thank you for showing. And she'll just post like nearly the exact same video three different times.
Yes.
Like bad filter quality and be like, just throw these up. I put a new filter. So I put a new post up. And I'm like, thanks, Brittany. And a lot of us like comment on it. Or just like, looks good, queen. You know? And I enjoy it. I like seeing who else comments on Britney's stuff.
You know what's epic about Britney? It felt like in the beginning when she came around, she was there for you. And now it feels like you're there for her.
Yeah, it's a nice full circle moment.
It's nice. This is the way it's that. This is the
she
circle
is kind
of life.
The model of like the modern pop star. She is like the of like what we have today.
100%.
She's the blueprint.
Devin, this has been so beautiful. Thank you so
this
much
has been
for coming
so fun.
On.
Yeah,
this
was I good. Am a big fan of the show. I look forward to listening to your podcast. I'm going to call in. I'm part of the Thotty Bubotty Army. I'm a friend of the pod.
Yes, MOP, friend of the pod.
Yeah. Robbie's looking so cute. Looking so cute. And for those of you guys who don't
know,
I
guess who's doing. Usually it's just Sebastian who does it the whole time.
Show me how you kiss with your tongue first. But just you guys, I talk to Robbie like every day. Like Robbie's one of my good friends. And I miss seeing you around all the time, Sebastian.
I miss seeing you too, bro. This was so nice. I was so happy that you wanted to do this, and this was so beautiful.
I've been waiting, dude. It's awesome. I've been so happy to see it grow. I look forward to listening to the podcast. I'm glad I'm glad you're giving my boy something to do while he's you know, quarantined over in the Poconos.
I know we all worry about him, but don't worry. He's doing okay. We all worry, but he's doing
okay. All right, stream tall boys.
What do you want to plug, Devin?
From the Owl Lady.
Yeah, I got a new show. It's on owl.tv. It's at a bar in Bushwick called Our Wicked Lady. Me and my buddy, co-producer John Farnsworth, he's a comedian and my roommate. We are hosting it live from that bar and then putting it out the next day. It's like a midday stonery talk show called Tall Boys. And it's brought to you by Collective Arts Brewing. So we get a case of beer each time to drink while we're on the show and promote.
That's awesome. We'll make sure to plug that. Everyone go check that out. Robbie, what do you want to plug?
I got nothing.
Robbie, plug the fucking.
All right. Follow me on Instagram and respond to my surveys at @ROBIENUNES.
Yes.
The good ones are on the close friends. Though.
The good ones. Yes. If you DM Robbie a couple times, maybe he'll put you on the close friends because that's where the good ones are. Okay. And the really good ones are straight to text message. That's where I get the fucking towel pics of him in the bathroom. Okay.
Robbie, send those my way.
Yo, Devin, I'll actually forward it to you. Okay? I just want to say thank you, everybody, for listening. We fucking love that you're listening. My hotties, the thotty boobotties, bro, we fucking love you. Please keep giving us 5-star reviews. Please make sure we give Robbie some advice. The kids in middle school, he's having a hard time fucking fitting in. So make sure
leave
we help
a 5-star
the kid.
Review. Yeah, give me some advice. We had
leave a 5-star review. Give some advice. We're going to be reading those out loud on the podcast going forward. So make sure you do that. Keep sharing the pod. All right, bro, fucking hit the fucking music. We'll be right back.